It may be that Banu Nandini took them for the, because we wanted to do that in the nature. So you might have to find. Yeah. So Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Once more. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihari Radha Kunya Vihari Radhe.
Hare Krishna. Today in the morning, we started to approach a subject matter which was of great importance. It is establishing a relationship with Krishna while chanting the holy name. In fact, we heard that without this establishing of a relationship, there is not much progress to be expected. Now, this evening, I thought, we will chant a prayer to establish a relationship to Krishna in the form of His holy name. This morning we learned this very, very important prayer. It is said that anyone who chants this will definitely establish a direct relationship to Radha and Krishna. In fact, it says he will, after this life, attain the devotional service of Radha and Krishna. Some of you have left the prayer in the temple room. Maybe it was because I forgot to say that this is a present. I mean, yes, a present for you. You please take it home with you. You can learn to chant it in a melody which you like, and then chant it from time to time. It's a very, very powerful prayer which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is including in his Archana Padati, that is the process how to worship Krishna. So today I request you to turn to your other prayer, the Namashtakam, which was written by Srila Rupa Goswami. We can just imagine a little bit about Srila Rupa Goswami's writing when we turn or when we visit Tirthakadamba. Tirthakadamba is about a half hour's walk away from Nandagram, and it is the writing place of Srila Rupa Goswami. It says that whenever Rupa Goswami wrote something very, very jubilant, then the trees would grow leaves, they would sprout. But when Rupa Goswami wrote something which was full of separation from Krishna, the trees would become so sad that they would lose all their leaves. So when you go today to Tirthakadamba, you see still some sons and daughters of these original trees. In other words, the trees from Rupa Goswami's time have left their body, but some saplings, some daughter or son trees are still there. It's a beautiful place, and we have done, when we do our japa retreat in Vasana, we always are there and chant for a whole day. Often we chant our 64 rounds day, either there or in Vilasga. So now I would like to read this Namashtakam with you, and I would say that we first chant it in Sanskrit one time through, and then we go through some of the verses. Ni 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 Pada panka janta ikidila shruti moliratna mala yuti nirajita pada panka janta ayi mukta kule upasya manam Paritastvam harinama sankshayami Ayi mukta kula upasyamanam Paritastvam harinama sankshayami Dainama deya muni brindage ahe
Janaranjanaya Paramakshara Krite Ramadeya Muni Vrindageyahe Janaranjanaya Paramakshara Krite Tvam nana dada dapi mana gudiritam Nikilo gratapa patalim vilumpasi Tvam nana dada dapi mana gudiritam Nikilo gratapa patalim vilumpasi Yadaba supyutyan kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo Tresham tadvandanam api tishati bhakti pranayinim Yadaba supyutyan kavalita bhavadvanta vibhavo Tresham tadvandanam api deshati bhakti pranayinim Janastas yodatam jagati bhagavangna matarane Kritite nirvaktum kaiha mahimanam prabhavati Janastas yodatam jagati bhagavanna matarane Kritite nivaktum kaya mahimanam bhavavati Bhuryat brahma sakshat kritineshtayapi Vina samayati vina nabogai Yad brahma sakshat kriti nishtayapi Vina samayati vina nabogai Napaiti nama spurane natate Harap Takameti vi roti veda Abhaiti nama surane natate Nam Agadama nayashoda nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Agadamana Yashoda Nandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Svarupe Vai mamarati uchar varatam namadeya pranata karuna krishna vidyane kasarupe vai mamarati uchar varatam namadeya vacham vachakamityudeti bhavato namasvarupadvayam Purvasmat paramevahanta karunam tatapi janimahe Vacham vachakam ityudeteti bhavato nama svarupadayam Purvasmat paramevahanta karunam tatapi janimahe Yastasmin vihita parada Nivaha prani samantad bhavet Asyeneram upasya sopihi Sadarandam budho majayati Prani samantad bhavet Asyeneram upasya sopihi Sadarandam budho majayati Sita Sudashita Janati Rasaye Ram Yachit Gana Sukha Swarupini Sudashita Janati Rasaye Ram Yachit Gana Sukha Swarupini Nama Gokula Motta Vayate Krishna Punava Pushe Namo Namaha
Nama
Ara Ravi Nochi Vana Sudhorminiya Samaduri Pura Ara Ravi Nochi Vana Sudhorminiya Samaduri Pura Vam Krishna Nama Kamang Sura Mirasane Rasena Sada
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Naya Gauranitai Gauranitai
Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vrindavane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Prasadine Nivese Sasunyavani Vajratare Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yeah Hare Krishna The devotees who have arranged this wonderful retreat have made a wonderful decoration here, where the holy name is the sun, and from it these wonderful clouds appear, like clouds which appear from the sea when the sun evaporates the water. So these verses are really for devotees a great nectar cloud or nectar clouds, and there is a reason why this Namashtakam or this composition of eight verses is so important. I would say the first and most significant importance is that by chanting these prayers you glorify the holy name and obtain his mercy. See, when you chant, really what you want is Nam Kripa, the mercy of the holy name. That Krishna reveals himself to you and helps you to chant. There are many shlokas by great devotees who say that, my dear Lord, alone I do not find the strength to chant the holy name. So this strength to chant the holy name, a nice Krishna consciousness, comes by the mercy of the spiritual master, one, and by the mercy of the holy name himself. So there's a second point. So this mercy of the holy name we try to obtain by chanting this Ashtakam and pleasing Krishna, pleasing the holy name. So the first verse says like this: O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. Here you can find the following picture in this verse. First of all, you hear that the holy name has toes. In Yugoslavian, you always say fingers, but in English, fingers are this, and toes are this, what you have on the feet. The holy name are toes, have toes. Now, I want to ask you, when you chant the holy name, do you see toes on the holy name? This is a very, very important question. Please don't think it's just a humorous question. It's interesting, isn't it, that the holy name, it said you have toes. It's not said you have letters of an alphabet, or what else, you have a black color, like, you know, when you are written down, or you are a sound. It says you have toes. Have you ever thought about this? This indicates that the holy name is a person who... this is so simple that you all know it, but just now it doesn't come over the lips. Of course, Krishna. Here, this the way Rupa Goswami describes this here, the holy name, that he has toes, means that the nama and the namni, or Krishna and his name, are the same. I remember a letter which Srila Gorkhasodas Babaji wrote to one of his disciples. He must have dictated it, this letter, because he personally is said to not have written anything with his hand. And there he says in this letter, you just chant the holy name while looking at the letters of the holy name, like this is letters. And after some time, you will see how from the letters, Radha and Krishna will appear. Isn't that wonderful? If you realize chanting the holy name, if you chant the holy name, then after some time, as you chant, all of a sudden you will see the person Krishna in your heart. And my dear devotees, I really want to say, this is not something which is 1 billion light years away from you. There are many devotees who describe having these experiences. What it means is, while they chant with complete shelter at the holy name, all of a sudden the holy name reveals himself and says, here I am. I always must think of this Brahmana who worshipped a Shalagram Shila of Gopal and came to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one evening, and Jagannath Mishra gave him vegetables and grains, etc., so that he could cook a meal and offer it to his Gopal Shila. So he did this, and when he was in the process of offering, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was at that time in the form of a little child, crawled up the altar and ate the offering which was meant for Gopal. And the Brahmana went like, "Wow, what are you doing?" Imagine, Govindanandan, although you like Andal very much, but imagine you see her while the offering is going on, climbing on the altar and eating. You would think, "My God, is my child a demon?" You know, you would be lightly or disturbed by such an infidel act. In the same way, the Brahmana was very disturbed, and he cried. And you all know, he was convinced to offer another time. The same thing happened, and then he was convinced at 12 o'clock in the night, it was midnight, "Please offer a third time." And this time, as he was just completing the offering, Jagannath Mishra was there with a stick before the house of where Nimai rested, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this time again the same thing happened. As he was almost finishing with his offering, he saw the golden boy on the altar just eating with great happiness the sweet rice. And the Brahmana cried, "What? I am so sinful that this happens again and again. Gopal doesn't want to accept my food." So when he said, "Gopal doesn't want to accept my food," Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned before the eyes of that Brahmana into a little Gopal and said, "Brahmana, I don't understand you. First you call me, and when I'm actually coming, you begin to cry and lament. What is your logic?" So this is how Krishna will appear. The Brahmana thought he's only a Shalagam Shila, almost looking like a black stone, but he was not. This is Gopal who comes. And the Brahmana thought the little golden boy is only a little golden boy. No, he reveals himself as Gopal in the midst of the night. So my dear devotees, when your night is over, the darkness of your life, the holy name will reveal and shall say, "Here I am, Sridhar." You called me, now don't be surprised when I come. But before this happens, something else will happen. This is Krishna's special logic. There's a verse which I so much love. It goes like this. "O devotees of Krishna, just continue to offer your incense. Continue to ring with your bells. Sing your bhajans and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And then, do not be surprised when he actually comes. And he will take you and bring you into his forge." Forge is like a blacksmith shop. How do we say it in Croatian, please? Kovacnica, yes. And he will bring you into his Kovacnica. And there he will make the fire very hot. And then he will take his big hammer and bang on you, and bang on you, and bang on you. Because the Lord wants to finally turn lead into pure gold. Lead is this impure metal. So Krishna will not reveal himself to you immediately with his toes and his beautiful form. He will reveal himself by taking you into his special care and beat you into shape. Hare Krishna. This is really because no one who is not pure can see Krishna, even if Krishna should stand right before him. So Krishna comes and purifies the soul so that he can see him. So it is said here that the Vedas are like jewels, and they worship the toes of the holy name. Do you know how the toes of Krishna look like? Wonderful, like 10 moons. So here are the jewels, and they cast light on the moons, and the moons cast light on the jewels, and there is a wonderful lightning flashing, a wonderful pure light vibration going. So this verse says, Harinama Samsharayami, I take complete shelter at the holy name. And not only I, but also the liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadev. My dear devotees, this wonderful first verse encourages us to take full shelter, like Shukadev Goswami and Narada, in the holy name. And then from there, from this wonderful shelter, we will one day see that the beautiful form of Hari will appear to us and will dance on our tongue, and from there go into our heart. We will see this. But I think the first verse already sets the theme. This will happen to someone who takes complete shelter in Krishna's holy name. He will have this. So now the second verse asks or answers a question. The question which is there is, okay, Narada Muni can take shelter in the holy name. Shukadev can take shelter in the holy name, but I will most probably first have to get some beatings from before I take shelter. The second verse answers this in a very nice way. It gives us courage. Let us read it. O Harinam, O name sung by the sages, O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people, even if you are spoken only once, and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. So, my dear devotees, the question here is, okay, Narada Muni and Shukadev, but I am not in that category. How can I be given shelter when I'm still so sinful and so many nasty thoughts go through my head and through my heart? But the answer here is that the holy name shows his greatness by wiping out the sins of everyone. Even Ajamil was saved by the holy name. I think you remember, Ajamil had married a prostitute. I don't know if they really married. I can't imagine that there was any marriage ceremony for them. And they had many sons, and the last son was by a strange coincidence named Narayan. See, Ajamil was out in the forest making money by murdering people. Yes, he was a killer, and he got his money like this. His wife was at home. It was a prostitute, and she was highly pregnant. I think she was in her 6 months or 7 months, if I remember. Highly pregnant. And some sadhus came to the house of the prostitute and said, "Mother, we are hungry." The prostitute saw, opened the house and saw these brilliant saints and said, "You are hungry? You want to eat something from me? My husband is a killer and I'm a prostitute. Are you sure you want to eat at our house and take the sinful reactions through our food?" So the saints smiled at her and said, "We are very hungry. We don't care for where the food comes." So she said, "I don't want to give you any of our grains which are touched with alcohol and so on. You just take some fruits, please. But I'm very, very grateful that you have come. And then she said, you know, she had dark eyes. She was really a sinful lady, you know, very fallen. She said, "See me. Can you do something for me?" And the saint smiled again and said, "Yes, mother, may your son be called Narayan. You will in 2 months give birth to your child. You should call him Narayan, and then you are saved." Then they took the fruits. Then the prostitute said, "Please, please go quickly from this house. Ajamil might soon come back. And if he sees you here, if he sees saints before his sinful house, I don't know what he is able to do to you. Just go, please, and save your life. And rest assured, I will call him Narayan." So when the child was born, the prostitute said, "His name is Narayan." Ajamil said, "Come on. I just wanted to call him the claw of a tiger." You know, he had a robber name. Tigerkralle. You know, the tiger's claw. But his wife said, "Either we call him Narayan or I make a divorce." "Come on," said Ajamil, "we are not even married." "I don't care, I run away from you if we can't call him Narayan." "That's all right, let us call him Narayan if you so please." So at the this was how this the mercy of the Vaishnavas saved this unfortunate household. And we all know at the time of death, when Ajamil saw that his sinful body was taken away, or sinful soul was taken away by the Yamadutas, he saw his little son crawling on the floor, and he called out in absolute terror, "Narayan, Narayan, Narayan, come to your father." So at that time, 4 types of sinful reactions left him. He chanted the 4 syllable name, Narayana. Narayan, Narayan, Narayana, 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 Narayana. Thank you. He chanted this not so often. We have chanted more. This is 4 syllables. So 4 types of sinful reactions were taken away from him. The reactions which came from his bodily activities, from his speech, from his body thoughts, and then one other type of reaction, which I don't remember at the moment. So four sinful reactions were taken away from him. And this is what Rupa Goswami says. Even if your O Harinam, you are sung by the sages, O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people, even if you are spoken only once, and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. And this is because the holy name is Chit Svarupa. It means it has a body full of knowledge, like all the other avatars, with the exception that this avatar means a divine descent, you know, the Lord descends to us, has come in the form of aksharas. Aksharas means syllables or letters. This is how Krishna has this time come, in the form of the holy name, in the form of syllables. My dear devotees, I saw this today. You remember when we did kirtan, all of a sudden this our guide, who smelled from alcohol out of his mouth. Huh? Govindana, you have smelled? Those who came close have smelled. He became blissful and danced. He told me he was a DJ in Split. And when George Harrison published the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the temple, London temple, he had put the Hare Krishna mantra always in his discotheque. And there was running Hare Krishna. So he was. It was the best time in his life that he was with us. Yeah.
When we left the boat, I told them, have a nice season, because now all these money problems in the world and like this. And he said, this will be the best season because it started with Krishna.
Yeah. you can see how the holy name is really working wonders. And I thought the greatest wonder was actually the wonder which Damayanti photographed with her automatic photo camera. Have you noticed at the end there was one great soul who came? The Magarats. The Magarats, isn't it? The donkey. Now, please don't think I'm exaggerating. I think he was in his past life a king or a soul, and he had done some great offense, like it always says in the Shastras, and as a result he was born as a Magarats in Dalmatia. Then he met the devotees, and he followed us all the way from this Magarats province, you know, where the other Magaratses were. And he followed us all along. And then he got from Audaya Chandrika, I've seen it with my own eyes, good prasadam. Isn't it? So often we find in the scriptures that sometimes even great soul make mistakes, they fall down, they take an animal birth, but because they did something good in their previous life, then they meet devotees. No? So I think we came to save this great soul to this island. There were also a few Germans on the lake. So, Prabhuji's, Mataji's, please remember, O name sung by the sages, O transcendental syllables that bring bliss to the people. Even if you are spoken only once, and even if you are spoken disrespectfully, you at once remove the many harsh sufferings of everyone. See, the holy name removed the sufferings of the disc jockey, who's now sure that he has a good season, and he removed the sufferings of the Magarats Prabhu. Hare Krishna. You can see. Let us turn to verse number 3. Sasha, you do these yoga exercises with everyone so that they only laugh. You're opening the chest. Huh? That is the reason why everyone is laughing. So, third verse. In this third verse, Rupa Goswami goes one step further. In the first verse, he has spoken about this wonder of wonder that Krishna is identical with his divine form. Krishna's divine form is identical with the name. Then in the second, he has answered a question. Can great souls can take shelter at your lotus feet, but sinful people can't. And Rupa Goswami has said, yes, sinful people can take shelter of Krishna. Have you forgotten Ajamil? And have you forgotten all these other things? Now, at the third verse, another glory of the holy name will be brought out. Let us read it in English. O son of the holy name, even the dim light of your early dawn gives the sight of pure devotion to they who are blind to the truth. What learned person in this world is able to describe your transcendental glory? What does this mean? Even the dim light of your early dawn. This means, this refers to the second level of chanting the holy name, that is Namabhasa. On this level, the devotee will try to avoid the 10 offenses against the holy name. So if he is even a little bit successful in eliminating the offenses, starting with offenses against the devotees who are preaching the glories of the holy name, if the devotee is a little bit successful in doing this, then he or she will see that the holy name is rising a little bit over the horizon. It's the morning of his spiritual life. And the holy name may not be yet fully present. The holy name is only present in pure chanting, Shuddhanam chanting, the third level. But even that little coming up of the holy name, that which comes when you try to avoid the offenses, will give light. An example is given. We could see this example when we were driving home from Matsya Avatar's wonderful Centro Bhaktivedanta Centrale in Pisa, near Pisa, I think it was. And we were driving. Dakshinananda and others had shown us the path, and we were on one of the Italian autobahns. And all of a sudden, we all noticed how in the east it was becoming lighter and lighter, and finally there was a reddish glow, and then a golden. I've never seen so consciously a sunrise as on that particular day. So the sun was not yet visible. The pure sun was still not over the horizon, but its light was already visible. So in the same way, when the holy name is not yet purely visible, even at that time, the holy name does something to us. It's not that it only wipes away sinful reaction, it gives already bhakti, devotion. This is what is described here. Even the dim light of your early dawn gives the sight of pure devotion to they who are blind to the truth. What learned person in this world is able to describe your transcendental glories? Hare Krishna. We can feel that when we chant. And we really try to avoid the offenses. Then something happens. We feel after some time a devotion. Maybe, Sharanga Thakur, you could be so kind to remove this nice letter for a moment and then show us in the flipboard chart. No. Yeah. In one of these flipboards, we have studied something about the holy name. You can, yes, you can do. I want to show this to you. No. No. Yeah, it's here. It's here. Remember, there were these three rules. Make the mind pure by bringing it back from the objects of the senses, pondering the meaning of the mantra, and keeping silence when you chant. Means no mundane sounds. My dear devotees, this first rule holds also true to the offenses. When an offense enters your mind, just gently push it out of your mind. Say, I have no time at the moment. Let me just chant. Just gently push it out. Don't make a big story about it that it's in your mind. Just say, like you take a child who's loud and noisy, and you bring him out of the door and give him to the mother or the father or a friend and go back to the room where you chant. In just the same way, when there is an offense coming or a sense object coming into the mind, just gently bring it to the door of your intelligence and let it go. Allow it to go. So, yes. I want to read one last verse with you, and then I want to see if you have any questions. It's the last verse for today, number 4, and then tomorrow we do the other 4 verses. The Vedas declare that although meditation on impersonal Brahman cannot bring freedom from past karma, O holy name, your appearance at once makes all karma disappear. Now, this is a very important concept. In the Vedic scriptures and spiritual life, this question, how much do I have to suffer my karma, is a very important question. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Yes? No? Yes. It's actually a question which relates to the question, can I really be transformed? Yes or no? I want to know this question. See, the Vedas usually say, it's the usual understanding that you can remove karma which is yet to come by meditation on the impersonal Brahman. But you cannot liberate yourself by this meditation from your parapta karma, that is what is already manifest. However, here the Rupa Goswami says that the Vedas declare that when the holy name appears in your life, all karma, including the Sanskrit word is here, parapta karma, what is already manifested, can change. And I would like to tell you a little bit my own understanding of this. This obviously will only happen for someone who has taken complete shelter of the holy name. This disturbing karma remains quite long. Our character is the way it is. There are faults in our character, maybe. And this is a manifestation of karma. But if you really take complete shelter in the holy name and just throw yourself before the feet of the holy name, then according to Rupa Goswami, this prarabdha karma, that is the manifestation of your present character with its faults and its plus points, you know, this can change. You can really change completely. My dear devotees, I can only offer my own example because I don't want to talk bad about devotees, but I can talk bad about myself. I have seen 2 years ago a movie when I was young in Krishna consciousness, and you know, I was also on the movie. And when I saw myself, I became just so happy. First, I was totally embarrassed because I was such a hothead. And so absolutely dysfunctional and crazy, that's all I can say. I looked really so unsympathetic to me. Krishna. I was thinking when I saw this movie, I would never ever preach to a person like this. I would just say, Gaurahari, I'm sorry. Please tell the person I'm too busy. I just can't. it's just not possible. It happens rarely that I say this, but it does happen. I was in that category. Yeah, I would, at this stage of my life, not think there is much I can do for such a person. And I know that a few times in my life, I have tried to take shelter in the holy name. And it must be these few times in my life that now I'm a little bit better than what you can see on the movie. I think it's only a mercy of the holy name. This is my experience. And I have also seen in my life that when you are struggling with something, something is giving you pain in your heart, something is unclear in your heart, something is maybe not the way you want your life to be. If you really go to the holy name and say, please, I have this problem, but kindly accept me and engage me in your service. I really want to surrender to you. Then if you just say this, even if half of you is still trembling and thinking, oh no, I can't pray for this, I don't really want to pray to become better, I want to remain a gluposti and nonsense. But if you have the other half and you say, no, I don't want this any longer, then the holy name will immediately respond. It's magical. The holy name can take away your parapta karma if you take full shelter in it. In him, not it. So these are the beautiful verses of Srila Rupa Goswami. I'm explaining this with the purport which I have read, a purport of the Goswamis, so some nice new points by Krishna's mercy have been revealed, so we can discuss this. We will start tomorrow morning. No, tomorrow, I don't yet know. We will read the other 8 verses, and then you can take them with you and always chant them. And glorify the holy name with these wonderful prayers and become blissful in Krishna consciousness. Wonderful, isn't it? Can you see how rich these verses are? Vela? Today I heard your new name, Vela. Vela, isn't it? Yeah. So old name actually, yes. Maturananda says. Good. So let us see if you have 9 o'clock. Sorry. No. 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock. That means it's late. Let us see if tomorrow we should answer the question. There's one thing which remains left to do. Sita Thakurani, could you just please come? Doiji? And Govindanandan, would you just come there and you will have to... Hare Krishna. Today is the birthday of Sita Thakurani. Hare Krishna. And as a sign of our great appreciation, we offer you this honey. It is special honey. It has medical herbs from Dalmatia in it. And wait, we also have trained a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sita Thakurani. Happy birthday to you. May you never be born again. May you never be born again. May you never be born again. Happy birthday to you. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol Sita Thakurani. That is a clever way to see the Thakurani was diving deep and not coming out. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. So I wish you a very, very nice night. Now we have only 2 more days. Tomorrow and tomorrow is Friday, isn't it? And Saturday. Yes. So I heard the devotees are already planning the devotees plan a very nice cultural evening for Saturday. We will also have the Mantra Fusion Band playing their spiritual evergreens and other things. I want to thank very, very much all of you. I was just sitting in the boat when we were driving back. I was chanting with the devotees. And I just looked up in the sky. I saw the sun and the rain and the water and the Magarats. There was another island, and I saw a few Magarats on the other island. And I was thinking, oh, my life is so blissful. I am together with these devotees. I just sing. I just need to sing and dance and eat prasadam and not worry. And I was just thinking, why don't I just dance more, sing more, love more? You know, Krishna, the holy name, serve more, and then life is Moshe. Life is okay. I was just thinking this to me. So, Hare Krishna, good night, Hari Bol.
Yeah.